Now, in its 50th year, the Costa Book Awards are unique in recognising the most enjoyable books published in the previous year across five categories. The kind of books that you'd recommend to a friend or give someone as a birthday present. This year's Costa First Novel Award was won by Caleb Azuma Nelson for his book Open Water. You can hear a full interview with him by downloading our Read On Costa Book Awards special episodes, which were broadcast earlier this month. But here he shares the books of his life. Caleb, was there a book that you read as a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
I think perhaps when I was 8 or 9 years old, I read Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman, which was just, it was really special for a number of reasons. Firstly, because Mallory was a local author to my school. I think she lived like 10 minutes away. And so I had the opportunity to meet her when I was young, and it kind of closed the distance for me between reading this work and seeing who'd actually written it, who'd actually created it. And it, I don't know, it just being able to see that from quite a young age almost, it enabled me to think it might be possible for me to do the same in the future.
I wriggled my toes, enjoying the feel of the warm sand trickling like fine baby powder between them. Digging my feet even deeper into the dry, yellow-white sand, I tilted back my head. It was such a beautiful August afternoon. Nothing bad could ever happen on a day like today. And what made it even better was the fact that I could share it. Something rare and special in itself, as I knew only too well. I turned to the boy next to me, my face about to split wide open from the smile on my face. "Can I kiss you?" My smile faded. I stared at my best friend. "Pardon?" "Can I kiss you?" "Well, what on earth for?" "Just to see what it's like," Callum replied. "Yuck! I mean, yuck!" I wrinkled up my nose. I couldn't help it. Kissing? Why on earth would Callum want to do something so feeble? "Do you really want to?" I asked. Callum shrugged. "Yeah, I do." "Oh, all right then." I wrinkled up my nose again at the prospect. "But make it fast." Callum turned to kneel beside me. I turned my head up towards his, watching with growing curiosity to see what he'd do next. I tilted my head to the left. So did he. I tilted my head to the right. Callum did the same.
Rachel Atkins, narrating Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman, which is available from the RNIB Library.
And is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
I think it probably is Zadie Smith's NW. Like, I've just read it so many times at this point. But it's so familiar, but also each time I do read it, something new pops out, even if it's like really small. And I really enjoy this idea of not just reading, but rereading, and both like discovering new things about the text, but also about yourself in the process.
The fat sun stalls by the phone masts. Anti-climb paint turns sulphurous on school gates and lampposts. In Willesden, people go barefoot. The streets turn European. There is a mania for eating outside. She keeps to the shade. Redhead. On the radio, I am the sole author of the dictionary that defines me. A good line. Write it out on the back of a magazine. In the hammock, in the garden of a basement flat. Fenced in on all sides. 4 gardens along in the estate, a grim girl on the 3rd floor screams Anglo-Saxon at nobody. Juliet balcony, projecting for miles. "It ain't like that! Nah, it ain't like that! Don't you stop!" Fag in hand, fleshy lobster red. I am the soul. I am the sole author. Pencil leaves no marks on magazine pages. Somewhere she has read that the gloss gives you cancer. Everyone knows it shouldn't be this hot. Shriveled blossom and bitter little apples. Birds singing the wrong tunes in the wrong trees too early in the year.
Amica Okafor narrating NW by Zadie Smith, which is available from the RNIB Library.
And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the Read On listeners?
For sure, a book called Intimacies by Katie Fittimura, which follows a translator who works in The Hague in the International Crime Court. And it really explores this idea of like the small intimacies that exist that make up the fabric of our lives. And it's just a brilliant novel.
I lived in the city center, in a very different neighborhood to Yana's. Prior to my arrival, I had found my furnished apartment by way of online listings. The Hague was not a cheap city to live in, but it was cheaper than New York. As a result, I lived in an apartment that was too big for one person, with two bedrooms and separate dining and living rooms. It took me some time to grow accustomed to the size of the apartment, an effect exacerbated by the furnishings, which were somehow too perfunctory for its proportions. A fold-out futon in the living room, a compact dinette in the dining room, the space was designed to be both temporary and impersonal. When I signed the lease, I had considered that vacancy a luxury. I remember walking through the apartment, my footsteps hollow, marking one room the bedroom, another a possible study. In time, that feeling faded, and the dimensions of the apartment no longer seemed remarkable. Nor did the interim nature of the accommodation. Although when I returned that evening from Yana's, I recalled the ease with which she'd seemed to inhabit her apartment and felt a ripple of vague longing.
Kato Karima narrating Intimacies by Katie Kitamura, which is available from the RNIB Library.
Caleb Azuma-Nilsson, thank you so much for sharing your love of reading with the listeners and for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And you can hear in-depth interviews with all five of the authors in contention for this year's Costa Book of the Year Award and catch up with all the latest book news by subscribing to the Read On podcast. Simply search your favourite provider for Read On, the audiobook show.